Love this time on a Thursday morning when we get to chat a little bit of golf with a great mate of the program's Paul Gow. Morning, Gowie.
Morning, fellas. How good's this? Footy's back.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? There was a taste of it last weekend with the Nines, and now we've got the All-Stars match this weekend. You should come up here.
Oh, I should. But, Loz, I'm busy hitting golf balls, and, yeah, you know, it's a busy time at the moment.
How is the training going, mate? Because, obviously, you said last time we spoke that you've been, you know, working hard and your hands were sore and, you know, you were sort of just getting back into a routine. How's it going?
Yeah, no, it's going good. I'm out here at Terry Hill at 6 o'clock, ready to go on the first tee since when I stopped talking to you guys. I'm off for 18 holes of golf and a bit of practice, so it's all sort of coming together. But I've got a long, it's a long road back, but I'm slowly getting there.
All right, well, let's get into it. The Queensland Open field has been announced. Is it a good lineup?
Yeah, it is. It's after a good event last week at the Queensland PGA Championships, won by Michael Sim. That was great in the playoff to Scotty Arnold. Good field this week, but an interesting one. We've got all the usual pros, Anthony Quayle, Jared Felton, all those guys, Michael Sim, you name it. But we've got a 19-year-old girl who's qualified on her own merits here. She went to Monday qualifier. Her name's Sarah Wilson. It's the second woman in 95 years to qualify for the Queensland Open. But she's gone and done it on her own merits amongst the blokes. She shot 2 under par, qualified 6. I think they were taking 14 spots. It'll be interesting to watch. You know, she's playing off the men's tees, all up against it. She's only 19 years of age, but what an experience. I know it's not the biggest event in the world, but it's still, you know, there's money up for grabs. There's, the way to play. You know, it's just tournament conditions for her to, you know, to sort of start her career. So I thought it was fantastic. You know, she went and done the hard yards with the blokes on a Monday and got in.
What about in regards to not only here in this country, and I know we've got a lot of golf going on and we've got the Aussie Ladies Classic happening at Bonneville, but just the way our Aussie men have started over there in America as well, this President's Cup, the form they're in, mate, we could be in for a huge year.
Yeah, you know, so far the rest of the world are talking about how good the Australians are going. You know, 6 wins around the world thus far, and then Scotty last week, and you know the how he was pulled along. That was his first event in 7 weeks. So after he won the Australian PGA Championships, he took 7 weeks off. He was 5 weeks on the Gold Coast, then headed back to his place in Albany and had a couple of weeks. But the confidence that he took from the Australian PGA Championships was huge. And then he said, sitting on the couch watching Cam Smith win and Leish win and Minwoo and all the boys win, really fired him up. And I'll tell you what, he played awesome there on the last day. And I'll tell you what, if they could set up a golf course like they set up Riviera, Adam Scott, if they could set that up every week, he'd win just about every week with the way he plays the game. And the emphasis wasn't on putting. And he's going head-to-head with McIlroy down the stretch, and it was awesome to see. I know that I've had my money on McIlroy, but I tell you what, I was hoping Scotty would win. But so, if you're having a bet in the Masters, obviously he's come in big time in the Masters because you know they're playing this week at Mexico. He'll have a few weeks off after that, and everything from all the Aussies is all governed towards the Masters in April.
How many Aussies have we got playing in Mexico this week, mate?
Yeah, we've got 7 in there and a couple that you don't see on the US Tour. This is a World Championships event. They're playing for $15 million Aussie dollars. We've got Scotty Hind, who normally plays in Europe, Lucas Herbert, Zach Murray, that you don't normally see over here. He's only a young fella. He won the New Zealand Open last year. It's only his second year as a pro. He's teeing up with all the best in the world over there this week. So it'll be a bit of an eye-opener for him, but he's a good young player. That's coming along, but he's, you know, he's got to be in these type of events to soak him up, you know, for the rest of his career. So big field. Dustin Johnson, I'd have to think that he, after a pretty good week last week, he'll have to go in as favourite. You know, he's won this in 2017, 2019. Roy's played well over there, but I like Hideki this week. Finished 5th last week, and he's got to be trending towards a win. I know I've tipped him a few times in the last 6 months, but at some time, he's got to fall across the line. He's too good of a player not to.
Gee, we got Rory short. I mean, Rory McIlroy is $6 with the tab. Then you got Dustin Johnson at $8.50. Hideki Matsuyama, $17, Gowie.
Yeah, and that's not bad. I actually think the odds down low with McIlroy and those guys, Justin Thomas's and Dustin, it's just too short. Like, there's still 130 guys in the field. They're actually playing at altitude this week. So what that means, when the when you're playing at altitude, the ball goes further. See, there's actually a percentage, and it's 10% that you've got to sort of add on there, for how far the ball's going to go. So normally if it's 150, it's actually playing 140, and you've got to adapt yourself to those conditions. So it'll be, some players do it really well and some players do it bad. So we don't know until they're there that week how they're going to perform. But now you got Thomas, you got John Ram, he's on fire. I guess one of the sleepers this week that I was tossing up between him and the deck, is Tommy Fleetwood. So I know he's your man, Loz, but I think he's in for a big year this year. I think it was a big learning curve for him last year after a really good year the year before. But he's definitely a quality player.
Out of those Australians that you named, obviously the high-profile ones are Cam Smith, Leishman and Adam Scott, would you think Scott would be your best-placed Aussie?
Well, I'm taking Cameron Smith. He's played well around here before. Scott is going in there with a lot of confidence, and that's probably going to help him in round one. But he's had a lot of distractions going into this. All of a sudden, he's now at every press conference and in the last couple of days, and a lot of his time, and that takes away from practice, and he's worked hard the last couple of weeks, so it sort of falls off a little bit. I'll be interested to see. Yeah, obviously, we'd love him to win. Horses for courses for me, and Kem Smith played around here really well. The one to watch is Lucas Herbert. With his length, how he takes on some of these par fives, and it's showed in the past that long hitters win around here. Dustin Johnson's won twice around here. Rory's played well. Phil Mickelson won here in 2018. It's a long hitter's paradise, supposedly. But let's wait and see. I'd just like Smith because I think he had a top 10 here 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he's paying $5.50 to be the top Aussie. Adam Scott, $1.90. And Lucas Herbert, who you mentioned, $8 to be the top Aussie at the Mexico Championship. Have you got a roughie for the listeners?
Yeah, I like Matthew Fitzpatrick. He's at $41. He's getting himself around the world. Obviously, he plays the European Tour. He's won over there a few times. He's just a young guy coming up that, he'll win in the US sometime. We just don't know when. So let's have a crack at him this week. And don't forget that Bonville event this week, Australian Ladies Masters. We've got a cracking field. Laura Davies, Christina Kim, who's one of the funniest ladies I've ever met. She was a member of the golf club that I was in the US, and she's played really well the last couple of weeks. So if you've got a market on that, I couldn't find it on tap, but Christina Kim, I think that she's probably the informed player heading to Bonville. And two young amateurs to take a look at, New South Wales young amateurs, Zoe Choi and Grace Kim. There's 35 countries in this event this week. This is where you pick out a couple of young players and you follow their careers. And I think Zoe Choi and this Grace Kim are really good young players. So take a look at them.
We were lucky enough to play in the Pro-Am last year with Kim Kufman. Is she still there or is she playing this year?
Yeah, I think
she's one of the BSB favourite golfers.
Yeah. I think she's playing again. It's a cracking field. It's a deep field because they've got a lot of European players playing in it. And these are the type of events that are real key to a young player's career. They have to play in these events to get some sort of foothold on some sort of pathway. And it's really key for Golf New South Wales to put these on, or any part of the country to put these on, to get our young players, men and women, to other parts of the world. Because the fact is, they can't play. We haven't got an Australian tour for them to play. And they have to head overseas. So, and don't forget, we've got Puerto Rico. That's the other US tour event this week. I like Patrick Rogers. There is a market on this. I like him. He's only at $21. Then you've got five Aussies in there. And my favourite players back playing this week. He gets one start on the US tour, Robert Allenby. And he'll have 100.
Just quickly, by the way, Gary, because I know the Tab love listening to your program, the bookies, the golf bookies. We've just opened a Queensland Open market. Just opened a market there. Brad Kennedy is favourite at $7, so that market just opened. And there is a Bonville market as well, the Bonville Classic market. And the Tab have opened Cho, is it Cho? C-H-O?
Yep.
Last name, favourite at 550, and Anne Van Damme, Jean-Claude's sister, a second favourite at $13.
And Kristen and Kim, what's she at?
Kristen, let's Christina. Scroll down. Can you give us some spelling, Gowie?
Christina, C H.
Oh, can't do that.
I.
No, no, well, it's all in last name here. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll find it and I'll mention it. We'll find it and mention it. Yeah, we'll find it and mention it because I've only got the top ones on the screen here. I was Anne Van Damme, though, $13. Christina Kim, there you go, $21. There you go, $21, Christina Kim.
I'm just going to get on my app now and have a look.
I can see you. There you go. You're holding up that crew at Terry Hills Golf, mate. We'll let you go, all right? They're filthy. They're going, that bloody Paul Gow's holding us up again. Quiet, please.
Thanks, fellas.